the oldest of men carried on the business gravely. When they took a young man into Tellson's London house, they hid him somewhere till he was old. They kept him in a dark place like a cheese, until he had the full Tellson flavour and blue mould upon him. Then only was he permitted to be seen, spectacularly poring over large books, and casting his breeches and gaiters into the general weight of the establishment. Outside Tellson's, never by any means in it, unless called in, was an odd-job man, an occasional porter and messenger who served as a live sign of the house. He was never absent during business hours, unless upon an errand, and then he was represented by his son, a grisly urchin of 12, who was his express image. People understood that Tellson's, in a stately way, tolerated the odd-job man. The house had always tolerated some person in that capacity, and time and tide had drifted this person to the post. His surname was Cruncher, and on the youthful occasion of his renouncing by proxy the works of darkness in the easterly parish church of Houndsditch, he had received the added appellation of Jerry. The scene was Mr. Cruncher's private lodgings in Hanging Sword Alley, Whitefriars. The time, 7:30 on the clock on a windy March morning, anno domini 1780. Mr. Cruncher himself always spoke of the year of our Lord as